Buddhism has taken on many forms in the last 2,500 years. In one modern version called Soka Gakkai, followers chant a simple mantra to improve their lives and the world. This form of Buddhism was brought to the United States by Japanese war brides. In the 1960s, it caught on with anti-war hippies. Today, it has more than 300,000 adherents in the U.S., most of them middle class, and from all ethnic groups. In our third report on new religious movements, NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports on Soka Gakkai.
This is not a temple, not a church, but a Hollywood producer's mansion perched atop Beverly Hills. In the living room, two dozen stylish, beautifully coiffed and manicured women are chanting. The women face an altar displaying a sacred scroll, what's known as a gohonsen. Sitting barefoot, they rub prayer beads in their hands and repeat a Buddhist mantra that is central to their religion. Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. Translated from ancient Sanskrit, it means devotion to expanding our life to the mystic law of cause and effect through vibration of sound.
But then you go, huh? So what's that mean?
Soka Gakkai members Eriko Sakai and Michelle Burke explain their philosophy.
It's a rhythm.
It's like a yoga.
There's a rhythm to the universe. Okay. And in this philosophy, what we believe is that Nam-myoho Renge Kyo is this pulse, is this rhythm. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is you're tuning in with the rhythm of the universe. And when you do that, you're more clear, you make choices from a place of wisdom in your life, not from a place of, oh, this will never happen to me, and here we go again, and you know?
Soka Gakkai practitioners believe that everyone is capable of reaching enlightenment and happiness, the Buddha within. There are no priests or monks in their religion, no temples or churches. Members visit friendship centers or gather in each other's homes to chant together and discuss spiritual issues. At the Beverly Hills meeting for a local women's chapter, actress Jill Jacobson talks about the ways in which the practice, chanting every day, helps her wake up to greater possibilities.
This puts gasoline in your engine. This really focuses you to move forward, make determinations to win. It's all about winning. It's about the definition of the Buddha is being awake.
Soka Gakkai has been referred to, at times disparagingly, as prosperity Buddhism. Some of the women, Sakai, Burke, Fakri Viliani, Martina Fuchs, say they chant for better boyfriends, more money, cooler jobs.
We don't chant to please, please give me, we don't beg. When we chant, we make the determination, I'm going to change this. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to really work on myself.
And I feel the little things along the way, just chanting for a facial or massage or whatever, actually helps you to get this confidence.
Right. Now, Eriko told me this story about a woman chanting for a new red Fendi bag.
It's okay, everybody's different.
Actually, your earthly desires guide you to enlightenment. And I chant for big and small things, you know, because the small things along the way help you to see that it actually does work.
Whether chanting for material possessions or inner wisdom, the women here say their practice emphasizes individual fulfillment and empowerment that can then translate to happiness for others. There are hundreds, perhaps thousands of forms of Buddhism throughout the world today, including Zen and Tibetan faiths. Soka Gakkai began in Japan in the 13th century when a monk named Nichiren Daishonin is said to have perfected the teachings of the historical Buddha. The Daishonin taught that individuals could attain enlightenment in their lifetimes and create a harmonious society. Fast forward to Japan after World War II.
A time when Japan is being reconstructed and jobs are scarce, everyone is struggling.
David Mahacek, co-author of the book Soka Gakkai in America, says social and economic conditions were ripe for a movement critical of the Japanese government. A group of educators who believed in Nichiren Buddhism founded a lay group they called Soka Gakkai, meaning Value Creation Society. They emphasized individual achievement and critical thinking over loyalty to the emperor. Mahacek says this was especially popular among the poor and disenfranchised.
Soka Gakkai taught them that even in the worst of situations, we have the potential within us to make something beautiful and productive and successful out of our lives. prior to this, Nichiren Shoshu Buddhism had been more priestly oriented, and the emphasis was on monks who practiced the religion more or less in isolation.
Soka Gakkai founders were labeled thought criminals and imprisoned as dissidents, but their social reform movement survived, forming the philosophical basis of a political party that's still prominent in Japan. Eventually, Japanese immigrants spread the religion across the globe, bringing the teachings to the United States in the late 1950s, early 1960s. Kadzia Elliott was one of the many Japanese war brides who came to the U.S. and began to evangelize on college campuses.
I bring my own religion. 1958. I thought, you know, America needed it. If you're looking for happiness, you're going to be happy. So that's all.
Pioneers like Elliott, who is now 75 years old, got Americans hooked on Buddhism, says Greg Martin, the vice general director of Soka Gakkai in the U.S. and author of the book The Buddha in Your Mirror.
The hippies were into strange things. I was a hippie. So we were willing to listen, and there was some strange mystical thing going on there. So that lots of these discussion meetings around the country were led by the Japanese women with their American husbands, but most of the young people were, you know, long-haired, freaky people like me. So you had these Japanese women kind of, I don't know, of the earth, real, you know, and these military guys and hippies, anti-war activists, all in the same place. Not only did we feel we could experience the happiness it kind of triggers from the inside, but we shared a commitment to world peace.
The organization Soka Gakkai International, SGI, grew quickly in the U.S., and by the late 1980s, most members were not Japanese, but rather a diverse group of mostly socially progressive middle-class Americans. The new religion adapted to American culture, says author David Mahacek. He says SGI embraced materialism, achievement, and personal responsibility as paths to enlightenment. Today, Soka Gakkai International boasts more than 13 million members. Most are in Japan, but also in Brazil, Europe, Asia. Among the 300,000 American practitioners are singer Tina Turner and jazz musicians Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter, who performed this song recorded live at SGI's auditorium in Santa Monica. The U.S. organization has opened art museums, world peace institutes, even a liberal arts college in Southern California. Soka Gakkai is listed as a non-governmental organization with the United Nations. The group's president has met with international leaders, and members have lobbied for environmental protections and against the use of nuclear weapons. Even its youngest members are encouraged to promote nonviolence. One SGI group, including 18-year-old Liliana Horino and 12-year-old Sasha Bottoms, spread their message during this year's LA Marathon when they danced and played music for runners.
Most of the time we chant for other people, sometimes we chant for ourselves.
And then for world peace, basically.
So. World peace. You think it's working?
Yes, it's starting, yeah.
Soka Gakkai practitioners say it may seem simplistic or naive, but that world peace can be achieved, one person at a time, as individual happiness spreads across the globe. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.